Do we bleed? What the fuck?
You will then, Wayne. You will.
Fuck your bleeding.
You will, Wayne.
I'm not a woman. Right now? I'm not a woman's period. All right.
Well, if you would have said, yeah, of course I bleed, then I would have been like, oh, well. Oh. Well, then you'll bleed even harder.
if Zonda make me bleed, what fucking chance you got, bitch? That would be the response.
I got plenty of chances. I got options.
The only way you're going to make me bleed is with your fucking acting skills. And what's that one with Jennifer Lopez you was with?
Oh, that Ben Affleck? Oh, okay, yeah.
What's that fucking movie? Gilly?
Yeah, Jiggle. Damn, I was like, what the fuck is the name of that goddamn movie? Jiggle something. Some jiggle ass cheeks.
Yeah, sure, Man of Steel, that'll fucking make him bleed. His eyes will bleed.
I thought that movie was a porno when I first went to go see that. I was happy. I was like, ooh, jiggly. Ooh, yeah, I want to see it jiggle okay or whatever. And I went to go see that. I was like, this ain't got nothing to do with her ass.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's a bitch. So we don't know that.
What a fucking cunt of Ben Affleck to make a movie called Jiggly and then don't have her shaking her ass.
I don't think he might. Please don't tell me he directed that shit.
No, he didn't. Hell no, he didn't direct that.
It's like, goddamn, he got better. He got more talent later.
He got talent when he dumped that bitch.
I told you that. Break up with that cunt and look where his career's taken off to. Fucking
yeah, you say that now, but you was the main one talking shit about Dawn of Justice, so
fuck that film. Fuck that and fuck Suicide Squad and fuck you, Hector, just for the sake of it. I'll add that to it.
You know, Superman should have just said, yeah, I do bleed, actually. And then I wonder what Batman's response would have been.
Okay, walk off. Fuck this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He probably like, oh, you do? Oh, well then, see, I guess this fight's a waste of time then.
I can't wait to see him trying to move around in that armor, because he'd be so fucking heavy, he's just going to fall over and like drown in a puddle.
Well, if his voice sounds like that, then I would imagine his body's going to be fucking extra heavy as well.
Oh, yeah, but it's cool, because it looks awesome. It's stylized, and fuck off.
Did you even see the armor that good? I'm not gonna lie, that trailer was pretty bad. I don't know. I didn't even get a good look at it.
No, there was, I don't know if it's still online now, like a 2-second little file of them fighting. And
what the fuck can I do with 2 seconds?
Exactly. It was like, it just shows like Superman flying towards him and like him running like he's in a Hulkbuster suit. It was like,
oh, so it's like from Gotham when Jada Pickett was running towards that African nigga?
Exactly. No, it was. It looked just like that shit. I'm like, oh, fuck this. This film's stupid already.
People, welcome to
Fire! God damn, and Goddamn intervening this week. Fucking piece of shit. This shit is now. We're back. We're back on doing it properly.
Yeah, probably because we're both angry. Very, very
angry.
Very
angry. I saw the fucking poll. I saw that shit. Give me fucking anger. Fuck you, movie spoiler fans. You fucking inbred fucking cunts. I'm looking at it right here. Do you think Wayne is getting soft and getting soft? 932 votes to 18. And I'm probably those 18 that said no, he's still a bastard. 132 of you fucking pricks think I've gone soft. Me going soft. Me. Of all people, I'll tell you, I'm fucking soft. I'll harden my cock up, slap it on your heads. Fuck Hector and his crippled little fucking ass till his spinal column realigned so he can walk again. Give you fucking soft. Fuck that, piss me off.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to make a new segment on Movie Spoilers about Wayne now, whatever, because I think Wayne is now the joke of the site now.
Fucking is! CJ, get your ass back on, please. I'm fucking bring your baby with you.
Cody says, someone had to replace CJ. Guess it had to be Wayne.
Fucking soft! It's bullshit. In some ways, I'm now looking at my own life going, you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe I'm softening up. I'm like, no, I'm not. Fuck it. I've got like a Gollum split personality thing going.
Wayne has been arguing with himself for a week now. He's like, I ain't soft. Well, maybe I don't know. I did do this thing, but no. I know I'm still a bastard. He keeps asking me, he's like, do you think I'm soft?
I think I did ask you that question one night when I was really tired. Just like, do you think I actually ain't been soft? Like, I'm worried now. This shit's scary.
I ain't never seen you pay so close attention to a poll before than this.
I was looking at that poll every fucking day. And I'm like, I think I voted no like 5 times and that's it. So it's actually like 13 to 132 technically. I'm like, fuck. But then the fans, I get abused by the Fenimans cunt or whatever her name is. Fenimans leader is like, oh yeah, you're only on it because you're a sexist asshole.
She's been abusing me for fucking 3.5 years now.
We're going to bring her on this show sooner or later. Hey, oh, come on, fire.
I ain't bringing that. I ain't bringing that. I ain't Corey. I don't bring cunts on the shows for no reason.
Oh yeah. That man's bringing on talent. Talent, like that guy reviewing the Avengers. He didn't have a fuck. People, if you haven't listened to that Double Toasted show, Corey got this inbred lisp talking motherfucker who couldn't even speak word for word. It's like, it's good. And Corey's like, don't spoil any movie, but tell us what you thought about it. Well, if you're not giving a review, you can't really come on the side and talk about it. It's like, motherfucker, Corey, you just told the guy he can't spoil anything, he can't talk about it. How can he fucking review it?
Like, you know what I like about it, too, is he fucked it all up for Martin as well.
Oh, he did. Martin left the room.
Martin didn't know any information about the Avengers. He's been avoiding. He did a very good job of avoiding shit. And as soon as that dude said, oh, yeah, the Vision is in here, and he's playing. And Martin was like, oh, you got to be shitting. You just spoiled that for me.
Yeah. Then you just hear the door, and he goes out.
Martin, good work there, Corey. Right.
See, I would love to have been on there. I would have spoiled that fucking film for every motherfucker.
You would have did a dick move and just spoiled it.
Because P1 saw this movie weeks ago because he's a bastard, and I just saw it. So, you know, but we're not gonna spoil it for people.
It's either that or Longest Ride. What do you think I would pick? Come
longest
on,
Longest Ride. That sounds like a porno for sure.
The thing is too, and it wasn't. So you know, I'm not getting tricked second time in this world. No, it ain't working that way. So no, yeah, fuck that. Smart way this one. Yeah, but I would have went on there too, actually, and spoiled that movie. I'd have been like, well, then you know what happens or whatever and stuff. And then this, I would have told every goddamn thing. I'd have been like, yep, and that's pretty much the movie.
See, I'm more disappointed that Clint Eastwood's son's in a romantic film. Yeah, I'd wait for him to come on the fucking with a shotgun, drag his son off set, and go down, come on, get your fucking ass into a good western.
He probably thought his son was sitting in that chair he was arguing with. That's why. This is like a disappointment to me.
We should add Clint Eastwood to that fucking artwork that Craig made up, because he fits fired up perfectly. I think angry,
I don't think
old.
He likes black people. Yeah,
exactly, perfect. Hey, we got a midget clown on fire. Yeah, fucking being pushed over by Brandon Lee as the Crow.
I think I trust Mel Gibson more than I do Clint Eastwood. At least Mel Gibson told me he don't like niggas or whatever and shit. Clint Eastwood's still a closet racist. You know, he's still hiding in the
a closet racist. There's some
he's a closet racist, yes.
I think he'd have no issue with though Jared Leto's Joker. He's pretty pale and white.
Okay. We
yeah, we're gonna get it. We must get into that shit, because that's what brought the angry Wayne back out. That brought the fire out of me.
I ain't never been so I you know, the more days that pass by, I think it's making me more angry. So Mrs. One was at her family's house, right? And her cousin, they had like a little get together. Her cousin brought it up. He was just talking about movies. He's like, that Star Wars show looks so good and whatever. And he's like, have you guys seen the Joker and stuff like that? And he showed the picture or whatever. And they were like, he looks like he's in a punk rock band. Who is that?
Thank you.
I was like, oh god.
I saw it. And I literally, this is word for word. Even the way I'm sitting, you know, like 5 a.m. in my house, just on the laptop. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like,
see, when you sent me the message, I didn't even know. I haven't been on Facebook all day, so I didn't even know there was a photo of him released. So when you sent me the message, I was just like, oh, okay, I think they must have released something. So as soon as I get on Facebook, I see the first photo, and I was just like, that's not real.
It looks like someone kicked him in the balls or something. He's just screaming.
Said, that's not real. No, I don't believe. Oh, God, it is real. Oh, more people. Oh, it is real. Oh, shit.
Oh, no, you're almost in denial. That can't be true. Joker's got tattoos and shit. It's like, oh, yeah, he's got a tattoo that says dangerous or dangerous goods or whatever. Fucking.
Oh, damaged. Yeah, damaged.
Yeah. Come on, that's like he's like trying hard to be evil and crazy.
I read a little note saying that, oh, the damaged thing is talking about they're going to go over a little bit of his past and how he's been, you know, I was just like, oh, Joker don't think he's damaged or whatever. He thinks what he does is right.
I'm going to call him Jerome, because I think this is the Gotham Joker grown up, because that's how fucking stupid that looks.
Oh, my God. Is Jim Gordon playing him?
Just
when I thought that Gotham couldn't fuck up the Batman mythos anymore,
along came Suicide Squad.
Yes. But people, we got a pretty action-packed show to you that where we're going to be pretty pissed off for the whole show, so yes.
No, I've gone soft, though, so I'm not allowed to be angry anymore. I'm going
to
be calm.
Yeah, so you're not allowed to be on this right now.
I think you got a few topics going to get me angry again, because it's going to bring back the old angry Wayne out of this again.
Well, we got three. Mainly it's a DC. It's a lot of fight related Mysterio. So we're going to talk about the Dawn of Justice trailer.
Fight! Get on!
And then we're going to talk about the fight that I don't think is going to happen until I hear a bell ring.
Yeah. Basically, I sent you that message. You're like, yeah, until I actually see this shit, I don't think it's going to happen. Like, don't fucking ruin my week, you bastard. I'm excited for this shit.
Wayne, you better lower your excitement. I just have a feeling.
Look, if God is real, he'll fuck me over with that fight. I know it. He'll either kill one of them in a car accident or some shit.
Something is telling me. You know, we'll talk about it when we get to the topic, but something is telling me my nigga sense is tingling. That's all I gotta say. You know, Spider-Man got a Spidey sense, I got a nigga sense. It tingles when shit doesn't feel right now. Shit doesn't work right now. But we'll get into it. And we're gonna talk about the Joker's new look.
Yip, fucking E.
So, Dawn of Justice, Wayne, how did you feel about it? I haven't talked to you about that.
Oh, you mean what? You mean the teaser to the teaser or the actual teaser?
Oh, man, fuck.
The teaser of the teaser, which shoots footage of Man of fucking Steel, and then through one suit of the action of shot of the bat suit. I'm like, oh, what a teaser! Couldn't believe.
We had a question last week when we were supposed saying, do you think that DC leaked their own trailer just to steal some of Star Wars' big praise they were getting and shit, and it failed because everybody
failed. That thing was a car accident. No one gave a shit about that trailer.
Thank you. Nobody gave a shit about that trailer.
No, and then they released the actual trailer. I was like, oh, it still looks bland. Oh well.
You know what the thing was too? It was, when they released that teaser of the teaser, the suit shit, I don't think they realized that Star Wars trailer was coming out that day neither. And they were probably like, oh, this is going to get people hyped. But then when they saw the Star Wars one, they're talking about, what the fuck is this DC shit here or whatever, they were like, you know what? We got to release something now. They're going to fucking burn us.
Yeah, they changed DC to Doesn't Care instead of Detective Comics. Because no one gave a shit. When they saw Han Solo, it's like, what's that guy in a bat suit? Fuck that shit. No one cares. When P1 says he's more interested in seeing a fucking Star Wars movie than a goddamn Batman or Superman movie, you got fucking issues, DC, okay?
Yeah. You should have seen the look on my eyes when that Star Wars show. I was like, ooh.
Hey, I fanboyed out. I must say, I fucking fanboyed out. I couldn't help it.
I have to say, that trailer made me understand. It made me understand why people were fans of Star Wars. I that trailer really opened my eyes. Hey, see, I'm not bullshit. People think, people think I've been fucking around with that. Like, I'm not playing around. I actually really loved that fucking trailer.
Yeah, and you're someone who doesn't fuck around normally. You fuck around a lot, but still, that's different.
You give you fucking an hour ago, actually. But
I don't want to hear about that. Thank you. You gone soft, Pua.
you got I was always soft though. That ain't the news.
But you've always said, like, you've never really given a shit about Star Wars. You don't hate it. You don't care about it. It's just there. You don't understand it. But then you're fucking hype about this. When you get people like Tommy, me, P1, Hector, all agreeing on one trailer, then you know something's working. Because that world never exists.
Oh, but Tommy's still a fucking moron, though. People need to let you know that.
Fucking parrot.
I got a lot of fire built up on his retarded ass. That nigga's been saying some stupid shit in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's rubbing off on Corey. Corey's talking shit now. Equalizer is just some black old guy going around beating people up. Like, you fucking watch that shit? That pissed me off hearing that. Don't talk shit about Equalizer. I love that movie.
The funny thing was, I remember when you told me about it, I was like, it couldn't have been that bad. I listened to it. It was late, too, when I listened. I was like, motherfucker.
Hey, you can't beat their Fantastic Four talk with Cody. Cody was pissed after hearing that shit. Sent him that little sand audio thing about it. Oh, this is good. It's a good change or some shit. They need to update the look to it. And, you know,
according to Corey and Tommy, though, people like Cody is just an asshole, though.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't want to like it. He's deliberately hating it on purpose because he's a fanboy. And yeah, Doctor Doom's not that interesting of a villain anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Brent, since you bring up Doctor Doom, it's going to be a good topic to talk about the Joker later as well. But the Equalizer, you know, talking about just some stupid shit, old guy just beating people. I was like, did he see the movie?
Apparently not.
Did he see the fucking movie? Yeah, I thought it was a little bit more than that, but that's just me, Wayne. But I'm retarded, so
he took five guys in a room with guns with a shot glass. I said, no, he fucking didn't. He took one guy, then he got the fucking corkscrews, and then he actually fucking used the gun to shoot someone. I was like, You didn't watch that movie at all, you ignorant motherfucker.
You were talking about that Denzel just lost his mind and went crazy. I was like, no, he didn't. He gave them people a chance. They fucked with him.
Chance? He gave them more chance. He actually spoke to them, brought them money, went to walk out, and then he's like, you know what? Okay, fuck this. Fuck this shit.
They were still talking shit. They were like, oh, well, you know, hey, your money ain't good to us. We still gonna rape this bitch and shit. Like, he's just like... Okay, you ain't no talking to you kind of people. All right, I'm gonna have to kill you all.
Even the way he walks up, shuts the door, opens it, shuts it, and he's like, okay. You can see his brain just slowly snapping. And it's like, he didn't get angry, he just shuts it, locks it, turns around, looks at his watch, and he's like, yep, 16 seconds, I'm gonna fuck you all up.
Mm-hmm. And it's not his fault, they kept coming after him, so he had to kill them.
Damn shit. Fuck you, Corey and Tommy, how can you not love the Equalizer? Love that shit. But that's Lex Luthor right there, motherfucker.
They don't like Taken 3, though, neither, though, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, because that movie's unbelievable, but yeah, Fast and Furious, oh, yeah.
Okay, so fucking thank you. Okay, thank you. When you saw Taken 3, you mean to tell me that, oh, you know, it's exciting when you see cars flying from building to building, but, oh, when Liam Neeson does a car through L, that's just stupid. That doesn't make sense. It's like, seriously? Are we fucking serious here?
They're both stupid movies. They're both stupid in their own ways.
Exactly. So why does one get a pass over just because, oh, they're having fun, though? They didn't look like they was fucking having fun. They was taking that shit serious.
Because they're family. It's because they're family, man. One last ride until part 8. Fucking bullshit. He's getting like a fucking Jason Voorhees storyline where, you know, Friday the 13th, number 5, whatever it is, the last chapter, the final chapter. And it's like, yeah, final chapter, 10 more films to come.
I fucking hate that franchise. I'm sick of that fucking franchise. But you know what? Like I was saying, Star Wars, though, blew my fucking mind, man. That's probably my most anticipated film of the year. I cannot wait to see that fucking film. I'm killing for it. When they showed, when they had Luke Skywalker talking in the background, talking about, my father had it.
I was like, oh, shit. God damn, he's serious about that shit. Do you see that video of the priest watching it? The Luke upload.
Oh,
the priest. He's like, oh my god, oh my god. He's like, oh my god. He's actually taking the Lord's name in vain. I like this priest. He's getting a hard on just watching this shit.
The only problem I have with Star Wars now is I know next year they're releasing a new spinoff of it, Rogue One. And it's got that son of a bitch from that director Godzilla doing it. And I was like, yep. You gotta be fucking kidding me. I was like, oh god. I guess I won't be seeing shit in this one then, huh?
Oh yeah, you won't see any rebels or empire. You just see a bunch of buildings and shit.
Fuck.
See Godzilla walk in. And go, you're not in this film.
Who the fuck gave this dude a project?
Hey, you know what? But he's done two disaster movies. It's the third one might be a lucky charm. He might actually get some luck out of it.
Oh fuck me! Fuck me. Do you want me to like this shit or not? Okay, I'm trying to be fucking fair here.
See, this shows you right now how much we care about the Dawn of Justice trailer. We haven't spoken a fucking word about that, and that's the topic.
That shit was boring.
Talking about everything else except the Dawn of Justice.
I mean, really. Okay, let's be real. All right, so we had the Avenger.
Right, it sucked. Like it. Okay, it was shit. There's my review for it. Fucking shit. All right, I'm a guy with a Batman tattoo, and I'm looking at this gun. I just don't give a fuck. Could not care.
I have a fucking canvas painting of me on a bat pod in my room. So what the fuck?
And even you don't give a shit. It's like no one cares. It's too black, too damned, too just drained of color. It's like who gives a shit? Fuck this. I feel like I'm watching a black and white film. Alright? Over it.
You might as well watch The Artist.
Yeah. Have them not talk at all. Just have the subtitles. Do you bleed? Come up with the music playing in the PA.
I even hate that line, dude. That line is terrible, dude. That's fucking shit.
Oh, no, but one of us liked it. Cody, you fucking sheep. Fuck it. You could tell we're the only ones who hate it. And he's like, it's not bad. Like, yeah, you fucking
DC. You know, he was kind of asking me the same thing when we did Throwback Tuesday. He was just like, he's like, I got your word. He's like, you stayed up hating the trailer. Whatever. He was like, Cody seemed a little bit, I was like, yeah, I guess he did kind of like it or whatever. I'll tell you that he liked it more than all of us. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, that would be.
I didn't like a damn thing from that thing. The more I think about it, I go like, compared to like, Mad Max, Star Wars, Avengers trailer. Whether you like those movies or not, or hate them, whatever, those trailers were fucking fun as shit. They were like, wow, this looks like a ride, dude. And then when you see Batman vs. Superman, it's
boring as shit.
Yeah, it's tame and boring. Like, this is supposed to be one of the biggest films of next year, or whatever, and
The marketing on it is just fucking terrible, dude. It's like, this is the most boring shit I've seen. Where I was like, how can, and then people are talking about, oh, well, you know, at least the dialogue in there was so great in there.
Oh, God.
It's like, really? Some of that dialogue, though, sounded like it was just voiceover. It wasn't even going to be in the fucking movie, though.
Yeah. Like, that first shot, it's a minute panning up to a statue. I could have fallen asleep by the time that fucking statue shows.
How many fucking years does this take place after Man of Steel? Where's that fucking statue of him?
I've got a feeling that must be set in the future. And maybe that's how the Justice League appear in it. Yeah, because you could have Aquaman and all this shit.
Are we doing the Injustice Gods Among Us video game movie now?
Oh, we are. Oh, yeah, we are. There's no doubt about that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was telling, I already said how I would have did the fucking teaser. I would have had,
two suits.
My teaser, and I'm talking about the teaser.
Just have the two suits fight each other with no one in them.
I would have just showed shots from Man of Steel in the Dark Knight, and then, like, there you go.
just cross out fucking Christian Bale's name, put Ben Affleck in crayons.
Matter of fact, I would have put a big X on Christian Bale's name and said, we got someone new. No, I would have had Samuel Jackson from the Avengers trailer come in and say, let's show him what we got. I would have just crossed out Christian Bale's name.
Show the Hulk and shit, just jump in it as well.
I would have been like, we have an apocalypse, and I would have just painted the Hulk black and been like, there you go.
Put the white eyes in there, there's apocalypse done.
I'd have been like, yeah, the ultimate fan edit.
And then he just says at the end, yeah, we are family at the end.
We shouldn't fight. We family.
We're family.
Right? No, it should have ended with just Vin Diesel staring at his car. One last ride.
One last ride. You see the Batwing for Batmobile drive off or some shit.
Yes. I will say, the only thing I liked from the trailer that I saw something new or different was the Batwing.
Yeah, which is like, yeah. But where's he get all? If this is set in Metropolis, where's he bring that shit with him? Is that pretty sad? Bruce Wayne just travels. He just carries all this shit with him.
Once again, we got another trailer where two motherfuckers were staring at each other.
Oh, they just said, like, Mad Max. Fucking batshit insane trailer. Shit going off everywhere. Star Wars. Start off dark. Fucking entertainment galore and all this shit. Batman vs. Superman. Oh, do you bleed? Oh, you will. No action. Like, okay, who gives a shit, really? Ben Affleck staring at a costume. What the fuck's he staring at it for? He's probably seen it a million times. He's probably just sick of that shit.
That trailer...
it's just bland. It is okay, so bland. That's...
Why did I agree to this shit? I should never fucking agree. Damn it, I shouldn't have fucking did this. But
he's like that fucking bloody Netflix with Daredevil. I knew I should have stayed for that shit. That shit's going good.
You know what's funny is people should have put that Netflix Daredevil costume there instead of the Batman one. I was just like, and then he should have had like Terrence Howard next time, baby.
I forgot about that line. Next time, yep, never see you ever again.
I like, you know, I love that scene in Iron Man 2 when Rhodey Rhodes first comes into the courtroom and they don't show his face first. They just show him walking and backwards and everybody thinks like, oh, Terrence Howard. And then he turns around and Don Cheadle, you're like, what the fuck?
you got a lot blacker lately. What's going on?
It's almost as if Marvel said, fuck you, Terrence Howard.
They should have thrown him in the Avengers 2. Just at the end, just having more come in and say, remember me, I'm a part of this crew as well.
Terrence Howard should have been Ultron. No strings on me.
Next time, baby.
Terrence Howard should be Green Lantern, there you go.
No. Absolutely not.
Hey, man. Bright as day and black as night. No, he was gonna escape my sight, man.
Fuck, you do that voice too. You do that voice too close. That's actually scary.
When Batman Superman's about to fight, all he gotta do, he just stands in the background and go like, and then when the fight doesn't happen, he goes, next time, baby.
Next time, baby. Next time. Flies off back to his fucking bloody Green Lantern.
Flies off back to Empire.
Oh, yeah. That's where the Green Lantern Corps is on that Empire show.
Oh shit! But man, this is not me speaking about the movie. I don't know what the fucking movie's gonna be, but that trailer was just so fucking boring, dude. I was like, wow, this trailer is supposed to get you excited for movies, and I'm telling you this right now, it just put me on the I could care less about this now.
I care about the film because obviously we're passionate about it because we're talking shit about it. But mm-hmm. Yeah, that trailer doesn't do shit. It doesn't do nothing for it.
No,
it doesn't do nothing. Yeah, all you need to throw in that was like a flashback to the tornado scene. I just would have started laughing.
I would even say that the Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer, even that has something for it more than this trailer did.
Oh God, yeah.
At least that one, because they showed you at the end of the trailer, they showed you that fight between Spider-Man and Electro and shit. And I was like, well, you know, because I hated the first ones. So I was like, well, this one still looks, this trailer looks good, so I'm going to go check the movie out. But then when I saw the movie, I was like, it was shit. But,
too bad trailers lie, because that trailer, because that film was meant to be like dark, you know, the death of Spider-Man, all this shit. And it's all fucking, oh, let's turn him into the Edward Nygma, the Riddler from Batman Forever. I was like, what the fuck?
Cause even, I remember people still questioning Jamie Foxx, or it was just like, in that trailer, it was just like, he just doesn't look right, but we'll wait to see, cause, you know, it's still, it looks kind of fine or whatever. And then you see the movie, it was like, wow.
Oh,
that
hell no.
God yeah, damn.
You mentioned,
trailer still looked better than the Dawn of Justice one, I must say.
Oh, yeah, but you mentioned you're hired, right? You're hired by someone to direct a trailer, or make a trailer for, like, Batman and Robin, and make it look good.
Yeah.
That would be a fucking hard job.
Yeah.
So the guys who did that a Spider-Man 2 trailer, you did a good job, because that movie.
Yeah, I must say, yeah, you did a good job. Yeah, you're right.
My highlight, and I will say this, my highlight of seeing that movie was still seeing you in the background. That's my highlight of that film. I don't remember anything else.
Do you remember that crappy ass music they played in Batman and Robin in that trailer?
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck? The music. And they didn't have that music, that bad music from the movie Amazing Spider-Man 2 that did in the trailer. I was like, that trailer looked really good. I'm not going to lie. But the Dawn of Justice one, man, my trailer personally would have consist of, and I'm talking about a teaser, it would have consist of that you would have seen like just quick flashes of them fighting, screen goes black, and then you just see Batman holding a bloody Superman, and then the screen would have went black again, and then you would have heard Batman's voice in the background. I wanted you to know that I was the one that defeated you. Dawn of Justice 2016 in teaser, never show anything ever again.
Or you could just do it the complete other way and just actually show nothing at all and just have them talking.
Okay, yeah, that works too.
The whole I would have the whole trailer literally just like just black and just have like just hearing the fight. Okay, do you remember the opening to Street Fighter the animated movie?
Yes, I do.
Where it has Sagat fighting Ryu, and it just shows, like, flashes lightning, and you just see, like, the arms, and that's all you see, and then it cuts to black, and then you hear the lightning bolt, and you see, you don't see anything. You just see, like, the arms and the heads and punches connecting, and that's all. That's all you need to show.
You see the Hadouken? You see the Hadouken coming up? I was like, oh, God, and then it cut to the top. Man, that was a badass. Damn, I can't wait to review that movie to spoil that movie.
We keep talking about it. We will have to do that.
Oh my God, I love the fuck out of that movie, man. That move, that opening scene right there, the thunder coming down and shit, and then you see Ryu and Sagat just standing there at each other, the grass, man. I was like, oh, this is so epic right here, whatever. That's how they should have did this trailer.
Yeah, and then as you said, you should have Superman bleeding and actually have Batman say that line. Not do you bleed. Have the line from the fucking comic. Have the line from Dark Knight Returns 2. Have that shit. That's how you do it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I love that. That line is fucking iconic, too, because he's like, he's holding him, he's like, in your most precious and quiet times, I want you to know that I was the one that defeated you. I was like, oh.
Yeah, God. And then cut to black. Oh. Boom, then have the logo appear. That's a trailer. Fuck that.
Then cut. That's a fucking teaser for your album. Not this, do you bleed? It will. It's like, oh, okay. Batman, did you see Man of Steel? Of course this nigga don't bleed. Okay, shit, he doesn't bleed at all, actually.
He was fighting aliens
for an hour in that film, and he didn't bleed not once.
He went through buildings and didn't even fucking have a scratch. So what the fucking chance have you got with mechanical suit or some shit?
A little mech suit shit or whatever. You can... Man, that'll throw some continuity off, though, if Batman does make him bleed.
That's the point! He's gonna make him bleed for sure! And it's like, okay, that makes no sense. This motherfucker survived buildings falling on him. Not a scratch.
He had a laser beam shooting down on him. You mean to tell me that this dude... Okay, man, I didn't even think about that now.
Yeah, we're gonna be picking shit out of that film so badly.
Well, yeah, because Man of Steel is part of the universe, and you're going to tell me that this dude fought someone, Superman fought someone of equal power to him, if not stronger, and didn't once injure him, but you mean to tell me Batman had him on his knees or whatever? I'm like, come on now, man.
Motherfucker, there's a comic with He-Man fighting Superman, and He-Man's beating the shit out of Superman, all right?
Oh, God.
That exists. That fucking exists. Actually, Skeletor takes over the mind of Superman. And even he's scared.
All that shit that exists. Have you seen that the animated one that they made with Hulk versus Superman?
Is that one of it looks? Is that an animated cartoon or one looks like Christopher Reeve?
It's like the he looks like the Christopher. It's the CG one that they made on YouTube.
Awesome,
or whatever.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That shit looks good as fuck. I was like, God damn, yeah, that's my Superman right there. Whatever.
Because Christopher Reeve is the actual Superman.
I was gonna say, yeah, because a real man. That's why, not this little bitch that you got in here that just looks up. Matter of fact, so even in this trailer, Superman's still looking up in the sky and shit.
He's looking up for hope.
He doesn't have a lick of dialogue in it. He's just looking up and shit, just looking down, just like, damn, they don't want to write shit for
that motherfucker. Didn't speak. You're right. He didn't say one fucking line in that whole trailer. It's his film. It's his second film, and the cunt didn't say a fucking thing. I never thought about that. Fuck this film. Seriously.
So, you know, the last positive that people like and have been saying is the cinematography look good. Cinematography always looks good in Zack Snyder films.
Damn straight. Nothing else is, but yeah.
I would even dare say Sucker Punch even has some good-looking scenes in it or whatever, but it didn't mean shit.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie.
You don't want to see
that. And after seeing a Dawn of Justice trailer, I don't really want it. I gave you a chance, Zack. I saw a fucking, what was that stupid bloody remake? Not Z's and I Living the Dead. What's the other one?
Oh, Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead. Yeah, I can't wait for Z's version of that. That'd be hilarious. Dawn of the Dead, that shit. Rewatching that again, it is not as good as I remember it being.
And I told you that.
Yes. I saw it years ago, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I actually didn't mind it, whatever. Pretty good. Rewatching it now, after seeing Man of Steel, I'm like, I don't know if it's because of the Man of Steel effect, but I fucking don't like that movie.
I told you that. I saw it for Throwback Tuesday before Man of Steel or whatever, and I saw it, and I was just like, wow, this movie is not as good as I remember. Because I remember when it first came out, I was in love with the film. I loved it. I was like, oh, this is really good. And then I rewatched it for Throwback, and I watched it, and I was like, damn, this movie is not that great. As a matter of fact, it's not even that good, actually, whatever.
It's not.
Some of the characters in here suck. The female characters definitely suck. The most interesting character they had in there was
Ving Rhames.
Mall cop.
Ving Rhames.
And Ving Rhames, yep. The mall cop and Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames made that movie.
Everybody, what was his name? I think it was TJ, right?
Oh, fuck. Mate, I haven't seen that movie for years.
It was either TJ or CJ, whatever that cop's name, the bald head cop.
I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, I can't remember.
Him and Ving Rhames. Those are the only two cool characters, and everybody else was a fucking annoying cunt.
The best thing of it, and I actually do say this, were the end credits, and I'm not joking because I like that song from Disturbed, Down with the Sickle.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the song was great. That's why
I love that shit. That's why I just fast forward to the credits. Yeah, this is the shit.
I'm trying to, yeah, man, that movie is not that fucking good. I was like, Jesus Christ.
And you did actually say that. Because when I mentioned it to you, like, yeah, I fucking told you after you, like, rewatched that movie, it's not that good. Like, yeah, you're right. Like, yeah, you're 100% right. I'm glad I'm not the only one who actually thinks that. And I will say this to this day. My best Zack fucking Snyder film is still Watchmen. And fucking hate me for it. I don't care. I actually like that.
Yeah, I think I might have to go. And the thing is, I don't even love Watchmen either.
Same.
I think it's fine. It's decent. It's good in some parts, whatever. It's bad. I think it's like middle road. I mean, I rewatched it, and there was just some parts in there. I was just looking. I was like, God damn, Snyder. He has some problems that he just can't get past in his movies. Where he's like, damn, dude.
But, watching that Dawn of Justice trailer, did you get a Watchmen feel?
Watchmen feel for it? Yes.
See, like, just wait for a big blue guy with his dick walk out fucking fighting Superman.
They had that in there, except he was big and black. It was called Batman.
Oh, yeah. he had the glowing eyes, just like Watchmen. Ooh.
Yeah. I'm glad Cody's excited for that shit.
Oh, guys. Yeah. He's lining up already. I think he's got these Vans tickets sitting outside theater waiting for it.
I told Z, Cody is the one that keeps me optimistic about this DC shit.
Because they're playing. Look at that plan. Yeah. That plan's still in motion, Cody. We're trying to work out what that plan is at the moment. Because I don't fucking get it at all, but I'm looking for it.
I thought you would have got it by now, Wayne, because you are a DC guy, too.
I'm trying to get it. Detective Comics is right, because I've got to be a detective to find that fucking plan, because I don't get what the fuck they're talking about.
Well, and you know what? So since I'm a Marvel, and we ain't talking about just the movies. I'm talking about books and everything, whatever. I've always been a Marvel guy over DC. You've always been a DC over Marvel guy. How do you feel with this whole DCU universe shit going on right now? Like, cause obviously you, and I'm not even saying just from everyone else thinking whatever, but you personally think that what they're doing is just shit. So how do you feel about that?
You just said it. Shit. Pure and utter shit. Okay. I love, I don't love DC comics. I said my favorite hero, naturally, Batman. Superman's a fucking Boy Scout. Now, he's a soft cock, not me. He's a fucking soft cock. Yeah. You got, like, Green Lantern is a fucking awesome character and all this shit, so I like that. And you have fucked up Green Lantern. You fucked up Man of Steel. You're about to fuck up Batman and Superman. Yeah, just
how do you feel about that shit about people talking about, oh, I'm tired of Hal Jordan? How is people tired of Hal Jordan when he's only had one movie?
Yeah, and they fucked it up. So,
yeah, exactly, whatever. That movie, and that movie, personally, I think that movie was fixable.
Oh, God, yes.
It was a lot of, it was almost like, there's a lot more problems in this movie, but it was almost like Tron Legacy. They had a lot of problems in them, but they were fixable problems. It wasn't Man of Steel problems where you just look at it and go like, nah, this movie's a fucking train wreck or whatever. But Green Lantern had a lot of fixable problems that if they would have just had hired someone that has some better writing skills, he could have came in there and easily fixed that shit. But no, they didn't.
A lot of people said, this is what I never thought about. There's a video I watched on YouTube which says the Green Lantern effect is fucked DC forever. And if you look at it, since that movie, they got to go dark with every comic book movie. Because Green Lantern tried to do that kind of lighthearted Marvel kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas now it all didn't work. So Batman, we're going to go follow the Dark Knight route, everything dark. So Superman, dark. Aquaman, dark. How the fuck are you going to make a guy about a fish fucking dark? But somehow you've got to try it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wonder Woman,
the
dark.
What are you going to do? You're going to be on land and this motherfucker going to be an ocean. I'm about, I can come over there. Don't you worry. I'll be there.
Hey, Aquaman's the one film I'm excited for because I know nothing about that motherfucker, and I like him. I like the actor, so I'm like,
I will say that the Flash has gotten some good writers on there or whatever as far as of that fitting that tone of what the character is. So hopefully that movie comes out well. But I gotta say, man, they keep saying, oh, Green Lantern, we tried to be no, they tried to make Green Lantern funny in some parts. That shit was boring as fuck. Was one of his main problems. All right, it was just like Jesus Christ. And my problem with that movie is once again the problem with the fucking Fantastic Four and Spider-Man and most of all these other characters is, I'm going to go back to Earth and ask some humans what to do with my power. What the fuck would they know?
Thank you. That's what you and me have said this a lot. Our pet hate is all these heroes, superhero movies where they go like, what should I do with my power? You know, like, motherfucker, I know what I'd be doing. If I had the power of the Green Lantern, I'd be fucking with everyone.
You got the most powerful weapon in the world and you asking Blake Lively, what should I do? What are you... you ignorant fuck,
motherfucker, if I'm talking to Blake Lively, I ain't asking her about my fucking ring, alright? I'm using that ring to get her undressed, alright?
Exactly, whatever. I'd rape that bitch with that ring. No, he doesn't have to, though.
You wouldn't be the only one. she was my... she's gorgeous. I loved her in that film.
Man, you should see her in that movie I just saw, Age of Adeline, dude. She got this, at the end, she got this gold dress on her. I was like, oh my God, damn. Oh God. I was like, I gotta
I changed my opinion about the Green Lantern. I love the movie.
I had to go run out the movie. I was like, oh shit. Oh. I was like, I gotta get out of here. But it was a thing though. They said the same shit in that new Fantastic Four trailer. It was just like, we should be using our powers for good. I was like, I hope y'all don't spend the whole fucking movie deciding what y'all gonna do with these powers. Please,
Cody, give that movie a chance too, all right? Come on. It could be good.
Oh my God. and the biggest one, which I think really fucked that all up, was Man of Steel. That movie took an hour and a half this dude walking around
fishing,
looking in the sky, trying to figure out what the fuck to do. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Your father gets sucked up by a tornado.
Yes.
Alright. And in the end of the day, you know what? It means nothing because you still look like Superman. So people are gonna know who the fuck you are when you are Superman. Because you still look the same. At least in the original Richard Donner film, he was young. When he left home, yeah, he didn't wear glasses, but he still didn't look like Christopher Reeve turned out to be. So it was away for years and years and years and years and grew up to be Superman. This motherfucker looks the exact same when he becomes Superman. So they're going to go, first question, why didn't you save your father, you fucking bastard? You're standing right there. Stupid fucking film.
I like how...
A
hologram that claimed he was his father made him become Superman. I was like, you gotta be kidding me, dude. Oh my God, you've gotta be fucking kidding me.
and that's the famous shot in the Man of Steel trailer, the Superman versus that suit with it spinning around. That was the hologram. That's where it came from. Cheap bust. Can't even film another shot.
Man,
That movie can go to hell. I'm sorry. That movie can go. Like, all right, we're going to say, since Green Lantern was the one that fucked up, Green Lantern and Dark Knight Rises, I think both were fixable movies. They had some problems, but they were very fixable. Man of Steel said, fuck that. Man of Steel was the worst one out of those three. I'm sorry. I still stick to that. I think Green Lantern was a way better movie than Man of Steel was.
Man of Steel had so much potential, and it fucked up the main key element, the character and characters.
Yeah, I was saying.
I was gonna say they fucked up Superman, but it fucked up all the other ones too. Lois Lane and oh god.
And the Zod. Part about it is Lois. Amy Adams played a great Lois Lane. It's just that she didn't fit in the movie.
Oh, Gonna, they tried to force her in there. Everywhere she appeared, just out of nowhere.
How do you force a main character like that into the movie?
Because you know Zack Snyder is great at writing female characters.
Oh, you just said it right there. Thank you. Female characters in Zack Snyder. All of his female characters with females in it suck.
Yep.
Dawn of the Dead. That main bitch.
I was trying to remember her. Yeah.
She sucks.
She didn't do much. She was kind of a tough woman, but she wasn't at the same time.
I know she was trying to play tough, but she was really a cunt. So you know, it's like, yeah, fuck that bitch, dude. I couldn't stand her in that movie. She was annoying as shit.
And of course, you got Watchmen. Who was it? Oh, it's a fucking
Silk Spectre.
Yeah, so I was gonna say something Jupiter. What's her fucking name? Yeah.
I know the mom was a rape victim, and Silk Spectre was she was just an eye candy, and fucking everyone that walked in the room.
They do in the comic. It's like, I don't give a fuck about the comic. Fuck you and fuck Alan Moore. I don't give a shit.
Silk Spectre didn't do a damn thing in that movie, man.
She did plenty. She did plenty. She fucking wrote a lot of cock. That's about it.
Oh yeah. To the song Hallelujah.
I want to replay that song and have Z's Night Living Dead song playing in the background. It sounds similar.
I want to play that song when Do You Bleed?
Tonight, Superman, you can find your way home. You haven't got a home because it blew up.
Oh my god. Yeah. So once again, that trailer was boring to us. We as two guys would say on another movie show, hated it.
In short, fuck you and fuck Man of Steel.
Yeah, fuck that movie. Oh, but Wayne, I know you're excited for it, but I'm still skeptical about this. I don't think it's going to happen, man.
Well, which one are you more skeptical about? The Batman versus Superman or this other fight?
The Batman versus Superman. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
At least I know that, man, this something is worrying me. And people, we're talking about the Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Right? Oh, sports section. You watch everyone turn off right now? Because we don't listen to sport. How can you not? This is the biggest fight in history.
That's why we spent 40 minutes on some comic book shit.
I'm more excited. I'm more excited watching Manny and Floyd stare at each other than those two motherfuckers. All right?
Who was the guy that wrote on your thing saying this was like Ali versus Frazier? I was like, oh, that's an insult.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's an insult.
I was going to say, that's a bit of a different fight. Yeah, but fuck.
Yeah, that's a totally fucking different. I was like, wow, that's an insult to boxing and Ali and Frazier.
It's a different era, different time. Yeah, this is the biggest fight, money-wise and, you know, the people-wise and shit like that. But you're still in doubt. You don't know if it's going to happen. Like, you ruined my fucking week with that comment, because I'm like hyped for it. I put my new cover photo on Facebook, them fighting. I'm like, can't wait. First comment from you. Yeah, I don't believe that shit's going to happen until they actually throw a punch. I'm like, fucking ruined my week. Proud of you.
Wayne came back to reality and said, oh man, that might happen.
You've been fucking with me all week, you have. You fucking asshole.
Of course.
Whole week. Yeah, fights and getting soft and all this shit. Like, you bastard.
Oh, and Joker and everything. I've been fucking with you
all. It's been a whole week of people fucking with my head. Like, I need this.
To kill himself.
I need something good to happen. I need this week to turn out to be good. And you know what?
Wouldn't it be funny if that bell ring, they just shake hands, hold each other's hands in the air and go like, thank you for paying, no refund, goodbye.
Here's your paycheck. Yeah, they both just walk up, touch gloves, fall over, it's double knockout.
And say, we bet it on each other.
Yeah, bet on each other, rematch, more money, 190,000, me, about 190 million, you bust.
Now, you about to fire it up on me right now, because I'm about to say something.
But go ahead.
Everyone is going for Pacquiao. I feel like I should put some money on Mayweather.
You know what? I am a Pacquiao man. However, the odds should be Mayweather should win on points.
Or at least... people wonder, like, wait a minute, you're a Pac-Man fan, too. Dude, what are you doing? I'm just like, everyone I've talked to said Pac-Man, so I'm thinking, like, huh, maybe I can win some money here.
But see, everyone wants Pac-Man to win.
That's but the thing, too.
Logically says he ain't gonna.
Yeah, yeah. When they do those little them computer output things, whatever, it says by points that Mayweather would win, yeah.
Well, you look at it, they got the most coonish fucking stupid referee I've ever heard of, Kenny Bayless. That motherfucker is the worst referee in the sport of boxing. That guy belongs in a Rocky movie, because those referees
He's like that black chick from that racist cartoon you showed me with that bird and shit.
Oh, no. She's got more character than this motherfucker.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, yeah.
This guy will let Mayweather hold. He'll let him get away with elbows and clinching, and that's going to fuck Pacquiao's game up straight away. So, mm-hmm. Pacquiao, you're fucked, man. You know, I think Mayweather's going to ask you, do you bleed? You will. You know,
no, you will. You'll bleed, all right. wouldn't that be funny if that was a tagline on the poster?
It should be. They should say that in the weigh-in.
In the weigh-in, whatever, you bleed. I don't know, man. My excitement is going a little bit down now that you're right. Everyone wants Pac-Man to win. I'm not gonna lie, I do want Pac-Man to win, but I want a good fight too. And for some reason, I don't think I'm gonna get a good fight.
Yeah, I'm with you. I actually think that from the very start. I've got a feeling Mayweather's gonna make it a boring shit fight, but Pacquiao's gonna try and bring the action. But the referee ain't gonna let it happen now. He's gonna let that shit be clinched and held onto it, so it's gonna become a boring shit fight. So I'd rather see Man of Steel fight now with Superman.
I was about to say, I think this fight got more hype than that Batman vs. Superman trailer.
It did, actually.
That's another reason why I'm worried. I'm like, all this hype around. I was like, this better be a good fight because, like you said, Mayweather is a boring fucking fighter, dude. I don't know.
No. Do you remember that interview we played last time? That guy, that guy's just ripping into him saying, you're just a boring fighter. You suck. You don't knock people out. Mayweather's like, but I'm earning millions and millions.
What race are you, though?
Yeah, that's right, race are you, though, boy. What difference does that make?
I bet you ain't even black. What the hell that got to do with this right now, Mayweather? You ain't even, you're dick riding on me because you ain't black. It's like, wait a minute, what?
It's like, where did color come into this?
So not only you can't knock nobody out, but you also are an ignorant fuck. All right.
But it's true. I mean, I think you are right. The fact was, this will become a boring fight, and I hope it's fucking, I hope it is action-packed, and, you know, it's going to be like that Man of Steel trailer. It's going to be just dull with them staring at each other and clinching. There's going to be no action to it.
Yeah, I'm having a feeling. I'm having a bad feeling, because everywhere I go, people talking about that fucking fight. I'm just like, man, I hope I don't want, because at first it was just me and you. I remember it was just me and you talking about shit. Now the whole goddamn world talking about it. It's like, okay, all right.
Fucking here, fucking sheep. We're talking about that shit.
Half of you motherfuckers don't even know who these two people are.
So. And speaking of sheep, before I forget, how come we're getting fucking copied from Double Toasted? They copied your fucking plot. Was Blore Plot? More Plot? What's his fucking name? Kevin James bullshit? Then they fucking stealing topics are not worth kicking the ass. Fucking get your own shit, you sheep. I just want to bring that up before I forget.
I was about to say, you should have saved that, because remember, you got to give your weekly sheep award, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Edit that out, way.
Never guess who the winner is now, people.
We should hold a contest. Who will get the sheep award this week?
Oh, I should give it to my fucking self, because I've gone soft.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure it comes on the same time for America and Australia, right? It's going to just air at the same time, right?
Oh, yeah, the fight's live, absolutely.
Okay, so, all right, so we'll probably be watching this at the same time, and we'll both be going, oh, motherfucker.
Damn, we could do a live show while we're doing it. What the fuck? Two rounds? Oh, fuck this shit.
What do you mean one round? What?
I paid. You know how much that shit cost to fucking order too?
That's like $70 in America. I think it's 120 if I'm not mistaken.
What? You serious? Just to actually watch it on pay-per-view?
Yeah. Just watch.
Okay. Pay-per-view. In Australia, it's $60. All right.
Okay.
And normally most fights, you know, 40, 50, whatever, but it's a 60. Mm.
Like, okay. Fuck. Usually the big ones, they try to raise it higher, whatever, but I think it's like $59.99 or $69.99, one of those, whatever, so it might be around $60 to $70 as well.
Hey, but you know what the difference is? You're not being charged to go watch a 2-minute fucking trailer of their short spinning around. Like, yeah, where we made that steel. Yeah, the suits. Come pay and see the fucking teaser with a bunch of suits trailer. Yeah, at least Pat Manny and fucking Floyd aren't making money doing that shit.
And I'm not paying a goddamn thing. I'm going to a bar and watching this shit. Okay.
Oh, I'm getting my drinks ready. I'm getting my chips, my food. I'm ready to go.
I'm going right to this bar down the street over here, and I'm going right there. I'm going to order me some food there and drinks and go like, all right, that way I will not be pissed off if that fight sucks. I'll still be at a bar having a good time, be like, you know what? Because if I'm at home, I know I'll get pissed if something. I'll be like, all right, fuck this motherfucker. You. Hey, we have a bar that has a 90-inch TV.
Oh, yeah, there are fucking plenty of those sporting bars and shit like that. They got all that shit everywhere.
Hell yeah, so, you know, I got a 50-inch, but fucking 90-inch, yeah, I can watch it there. Yeah, I'll take it there. It plus, I got nice food there, so yeah, that'd be fucking perfect. What a week for entertainment. You got Avengers, and then the Manny and Pacquiao fight, and you got the Dawn of Justice trailer.
Yeah,
awesome.
But we don't need to see the Avengers, because you may have seen it, so fuck the rest of you. Yeah. You know what the funny thing is? You love Avengers. I couldn't give a shit about Marvel. I've seen it for all these fucking Marvel fans. I'm like, yeah, I couldn't really care, to be honest. I'm like, whatever.
I love it because someone was asking me, oh man, I get to see Avengers probably this date because, but he said he couldn't make it because he was flying somewhere or whatever. He's like, oh, but I couldn't make it. He's like, now I can't see it early or whatever. And I was just like, you shouldn't care anyway, whatever. This was before I saw it. And then the next day I was just like, he's just like, hey, what are you doing right now? I was just like, I'm about to go to the Avengers screening right now. So, he was like, you motherfucker. You told me yesterday you didn't give up. I was like, well, what the fuck you wanted from me? I mean.
Yeah, it's just like, if they contact you naturally, you're going to go, yeah, fuck, I'm going to go see it. I'll say this to you people before you, when you do see it, don't stay to the end of the fucking credits. There ain't nothing after it. So don't waste your fucking time for fucking 10 minutes sitting there.
Right. The funny thing is, someone told me that something did happen.
Mid-credits, yes, but at the end of the credits, no, not that I saw.
I didn't ask him if it was mid or the ending credits or whatever, but he told me something did happen. So I don't know if, because he's the second person to tell me that shit. Okay, I don't know if they did some...
Because you saw a screener thing, you don't... It's they don't always show the credits and shit, do they?
No, they didn't, so I didn't see shit, so...
Okay, so... Yeah, because there is a scene that you have, like, the first credits and the screen's still dark, and then you have, it's like a 20-second clip, and that's it.
That's when they show, like, the director and the actors and shit.
Yeah, it's when they showed Captain America get killed. Oh, I mean, sorry, that never happened.
Oh, it was when Spider-Man got killed.
Yeah, Spider-Man took off his mask, and he's black. Like, I told you, people!
And then Tony Stark went, oh my god, it's a nigger! Oh.
And Terrence Howard appeared, told you I'd be back, bitches!
And Black Panther was on the roof, and he was like, well, I guess I'm not needed now.
there's a character to do right. Don't fuck up Black Panther.
Hey, I'm worried about Ms. Marvel. I'm like, don't fuck her up, goddammit.
Yeah, give it a chance.
Yeah, don't fuck her. You know, another thing I'm getting sick of, too, is, we need a female director to do Wonder Woman. It's like, no, you don't. It don't matter.
No, we got that with the Punisher, okay? Punisher Warzone, all right? That's a proven that women should stay out of directing comic book films.
No, that proves that women should be directing more.
Mission that bitch doing a Wonder Woman movie? Put someone down, they explode.
But you know what my problem with that is, though? Because I know we got a question on that on this week's episode or whatever. My problem with that, though, is just like, why? Because if it's a woman character, it got to be a woman director. Are we still sexist America?
We're sexist world. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, that's right. But still, at the same time, why does it got to be a fucking woman? As long as you know the character, it shouldn't fucking make a difference, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, look, give it to the person who would do it justice. Right? That's what you do it to. You know? Give it to the person who actually cares about the fucking property.
Because everybody is saying that, oh, Black Panther needs to be done by a black man. I was like, why?
Because they understand the black troubles of the race and the nation. Like, what a fuck.
Well, you know what? Let me bring up some facts for you then, Wayne. Fantastic Four and Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer, directed by a black man.
Yep, there goes your answer.
Yeah, thank you. There, so fuck you.
Give it to people that are passionate about the fucking project. All right? Simple. Like, okay. Our boy, the guy who, oh, what's his name? Created True Detective. Oh, fuck. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, fuck his name. I don't know his name.
Yeah, it's like, Kishishu, whatever the fuck his name is. That motherfucker.
Yeah, some weird shit.
That motherfucker's directing Stephen King's It. Two movies, you said he wants, you gotta have two, because the book's too big, you gotta have two films. That motherfucker's passionate about that shit. I can't wait to see that motherfucker after what he did with True Detectives, what he'll do with It.
crazy ass fucking clown. He'll do a fucking true clown, alright? He'll make that motherfucker look like a clown. If bloody Pennywise the clown's running around with tattoos and shit, I'll be pissed.
I was gonna say, man, you posted the True Detective Season 2 trailer. I liked it.
Same here. It's different. I don't think we spoke about it.
I was actually shocked by how good it looked, because I remember we kept talking, I was like, oh, this doesn't sound good at all. And the trailer, I don't know why, that trailer looked better than what I thought, man. I can't wait. I'm excited for it.
Everyone's like, oh, it's so different. Look, that's the fucking point. I don't want it to look like the fucking first season.
Yeah, because that one's shot in, is that L.A. is being shot at, or?
L.A. looks like it, because they had that poster and had, like, that fucking...
because the one with Matthew McConaughey, they were in the goddamn Mayberry town or some shit like that, whatever. So, you know, obviously it's going to look fucking different, because this one's being shot in L.A., and I got to say, man, Vince Vaughn looks good in it.
Well, Colin Farrell looks like a fucked up, and he got Rachel. Oh, Rachel, man, I love that girl.
And Colin Farrell, I'm curious about his character, because it looks like he's playing like a crooked cop or something like that, or a guy that used to be a cop that turned to the side, wrong side of law, or it could be Vince Vaughn. It's something going on with
Vaughn. What? Colin Farrell's playing Vince Vaughn. That's because
Colin Farrell's or Vince Vaughn, motherfucker.
Okay, I was gonna say what? That's some good makeup.
Or Vince Vaughn, because it looks like Taylor Kitsch and Colin Farrell are the cops.
I hope to God that motherfucker's in a property that's good, because boy, have you tried? Have you tried?
Hey, at least he was good in that Mark Wahlberg war movie, Lone Survivor.
Oh, his acting ability, no problem. It's just the shit he's picked.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, he's like, motherfucker, I've got to get on that show. I've got to go on True Detective and do something good.
I've got to get on something, goddammit.
But no, I'm with you, man. It looks fucking, I said, no matter what happens, it doesn't ruin the first season. So it's like, you can fuck this up no matter what. At least you still got that first True Detective season.
That's the best thing about doing anthologies and shit like that, is it doesn't ruin what was carried on from the first season, you know?
I can't wait for season 3 when they set in Australia. That's going to be hilarious.
You know season 3, they're going to have to go to another country. You know?
Fucking killed by a boomerang, mate.
They get Tom Hardy and Mel Gibson.
Oh, Tom Hardy. No, Tom Hardy would be perfect for True Detective. That motherfucker. Oh, you've just cast it then. Tom Hardy and Jared Leto. There you go.
You remember the movie Lawless?
Yes.
He was kind of like a cop in I want to see him playing that same character.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Oh, you know, and get Jake Gyllenhaal, too.
Jake Gyllenhaal, there's mate, we've cast it. No, I've got it. You have Tom Hardy and your boy, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. There you go.
Oh!
There's a fucking show.
Oh, God.
True Detective 3, there's your season.
Oh, God. Damn, you just blew my motherfucking mind.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though, if you could have those two? Fucking perfect cast.
I want to hear Tom Hardy tell Joseph Gordon-Levitt one more time, you got to dream a little bit bigger, darling.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, God.
You know, they've worked together twice. Give him a third.
It was twice, because Dark Knight Rises.
Rises, which they didn't really have any scenes together, but I count that as working together.
Yeah, exactly. It's working together than me. Yeah. But you know what? Same for they're working together in Inception. Those two had the most chemistry working together in that movie.
Oh, fuck yeah. God, yeah.
They played off well with each other. That was one of the they were like two of the fun characters of the movie, watching those two go back and forth.
And I keep forgetting they're into this. Because I remember Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it. I keep forgetting Tom Hardy's in it, because he looks so fucking different. He's actually clean-shaven, wearing a suit, talking like a real upper-class British accent.
You sent me that clip from Bronson. I was like, damn, that is Tom Hardy.
I love that clip from Bronson.
You just see him in the movie ain't that great, but he was great in it. Child 44, that one that just came out where he plays that soldier. I was like, god damn, dude. He's got like scars and shit on his face or whatever.
The motherfucker's brilliant no matter what he's in. That's the thing. Even if the film is shit, he is fucking always amazing in those films.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a fucking terrific. He's one of the best actors working together today.
Even when I was watching, have you seen Star Trek Nemesis?
Yeah.
The one where he was...
that's right, he was in that.
He plays a young Patrick Stewart.
Like, not about that.
Bane plays a young Patrick Stewart. What the fuck?
That motherfucker was on in a movie on a phone driving a car, and I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, god damn. He's sweating and shit. He's like, put your mother on the phone. put your mother on the phone right now.
We can't go past Warrior. Fucking love Warrior.
Oh,
Warrior. I fucking love that shit.
Oh, he was a beast in that fucking... Oh. That movie got him Bane. I see why he became Bane or whatever. That was because I know Cody told me that, like, oh, Rick Flagg probably wasn't going to have a big part in the movie anyway, though. But I was like, that was probably one of my high hopes of Suicide Squad, that Tom Hardy was in it.
Yeah, when that motherfucker said, you know what, I'm done. I'm like, yep, so am I.
Because that...
I personally, out of all the people that they got hired, I thought he was the best actor out of all of them.
Oh, God, yeah. You know what? But hire him to do something. Get him in another film, another DC property where he's like, you know what? Punisher. There you go.
Marvel. Oh, fuck yeah.
Punisher.
Oh,
Netflix, definitely. Punisher. There you go. There's your Punisher, Tom Hardy.
Oh, you know, after the success of Daredevil and how dark and gray that one, you know goddamn well they're going to make that Punisher soon now.
Oh, God, they got to. And they've got to.
It's going to be fucking soon now. It's our, that was like a testing ground to see if they can get their properties right or whatever on the TV side of things, whatever.
And well, come fucking, on, and wouldn't you love to actually pay to, I'm not even paid, just to watch the fucking Netflix version of The Punisher?
Oh, fuck yeah. I love The Punisher, but they can't get them right in the movies.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you can link it, though, because obviously, yeah, you got the fucking Kingpin from Daredevil, use the same fucking actor, Punisher, there you go.
Oh, you can even do a crossover with, you know, because Punisher's always killing people. Daredevil's trying to stop him, whatever. It's like, dude, you can't be blowing people's fucking heads off and shit like
that. That's what I was kind of hoping. I was kind of hoping that they might have a little hint to the Punisher and the Daredevil thing, which obviously no, but.
Have you watched Daredevil?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, so what did you think of it?
I haven't seen it. It's amazing. It's brilliant. Look, from what you've told me, I'm going to love it. Straight away. And I trust your judgment when it comes to this shit. Because
it's like watching.
What were you saying?
It's like watching the Dark Knight TV series.
And that's all I need to know.
That's all you need to know.
That's all I need to know. It's all.
It's like watching the fucking Dark Knight TV series. This dude stabbed a dude in an eye. I was like, oh, God. He's like, you're going to tell me some answer. He's like, and what if I don't? Then you're going to make me angry. And then. He was like, okay. And then Daredevil just punched him. He's like, I didn't say anything. No, he's just like, that was a test. I was like, holy shit.
Loving him already. That's why Ben Affleck's pissed, I'm telling you. That's why he was watching Daredevil. He's watching a new one. He's like, for fuck's sakes, I ruined it.
I gotta say, man, that is probably the best superhero thing I've seen in quite some time.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn. I know a lot of people don't like the suit, but I'm like, I don't give a fuck. They don't show the suit till the end of the series, though, whatever. But I was like, I don't give a fuck. This character is fucking great.
He could wear a red tutu. It doesn't matter. As long as you get that shit right.
As long as he beats the fuck out of people's asses and shit like that, man. The shit that they do in that show, oh my God. I'm like, why the movies can't do this, man? What the fuck?
Well, it's like,
he makes Batman look like a bitch.
Well, it's like, is it? It doesn't matter how he fucking looks. Like, the Joker, the new look, you know what, whatever. It can be shit and it does look shit, but Leto is a fucking great actor. I'm hoping to God he pulls it off. But same with Daredevil. You know, I didn't like the Ben Affleck fucking suit either. The problem is it was written pretty shit as well, so. So it didn't balance out. It didn't balance out that good. It was written pretty shit.
Yeah, it was. Because he was just like, I thought you was gonna like make a good point.
No,
he was
no, there's no good point to make with that.
He's like, I didn't like the Ben Affleck suit either, but it was written pretty shitty too. So that doesn't
say much. Well, okay, trying to find the good things from that film, I'm like, you know, and I don't hate it. I just think, it's just there.
You know, the funny thing was, when we started watching Daredevil, I told Cody, I was like, you know, the thing is, I don't even hate the Ben Affleck one over. I was like, it was just a bad movie or whatever. But then I started watching the show, and I go like, damn, I'm starting to hate that movie even more now.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But you watch that series, you're like, fuck that
fucking movie even more. I was like, Jesus Christ, yeah, I think I hate that movie now. I can't stand that fucking movie. it's so fucking good. Oh, it's so fucking good. I can't believe that Gotham can't get this right.
Did you see that fucking photo I sent you of Jada Pinkett's new haircut?
Unfortunately, yes.
Fucking studs in her head and a mohawk. You know
how Gotham is supposed to be a shithole city and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's meant to be.
Yeah, and yet it looks nothing like that. Hell's Kitchen and Daredevil looks like a fucking... Because, like, this show taking a place after the first Avengers, and they're saying, like, oh, you know, the aliens came and destroyed our city, and, you know, where are the Avengers at to help rebuild our city? They're nowhere to be found and shit like that. And this city looks like shit.
Oh, so they actually do mention it, that it is connected to the Marvel universe kind of thing.
Yeah, they said it, like, in the first episode, they're just, like, all these... Cape guys flying around or whatever, and after all the aliens and shit came, whatever, who's here to help our city? Ain't nothing here but crime and slumlords now. Because all the crime and shit moved to that city now ever since the aliens came and Avengers or whatever, because the city just looked like a shithole.
Yeah, cool. So I like that. I like the fact
they even sold Daredevil himself, the Matt Murdock, he bought a house in front of a giant-ass billboard because they sold it to him because he was blind. He was like, they didn't think I'd know the difference.
That's something we would do.
I would sell that to like Tommy or something like that.
Tommy, that motherfucker, he wouldn't even know it. Too high, fucking drugged up all the time.
Motherfucker talking shit about
that Flash. Motherfucker, I swear he's from Dread. He's on slow-mo.
Oh, yeah, he's like that big black nigga from there, whatever, that big black lip nigga, whatever.
Hey, that motherfucker had talent, alright?
Motherfucker talking shit about Flash and shit like that. It's like, nigga, but you like Gotham. I mean, come on now.
Oh, yeah, but that was the most terrifying thing you've seen ever. What's the name?
Oh, that nigga's a fucking coon, I tell you. he's the most retarded nigga I know. I'm sorry, I hate that nigga.
His nickname should just be Rocket.
Yeah, he should be like Planet Hulk. Put his ass on a ship and just ship
send him to a world of bad podcast hosts go.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, don't insult podcast hosts by calling him one.
Actually, that's true. I was going to say, it'd just be a planet of him and Jordan Marquez.
Oh, God. Tommy's a fucking... I don't know, he's been pissing me off even more this week. I was like, man, they're just slowly...
And that's saying something, because he's been pissing us off since we started this show.
he brings the fuel to the fire up, that fucking cunt.
It's so bad that we couldn't even put him in that new artwork, because I refused to have him in there.
Yeah, he looks like a retarded version of RZA, and RZA already looks retarded.
He looks like a retarded Ninja Turtle. My brother got it right. He actually does. He looks like those new turtles.
he looks like a Flavor Flav looking flying monkey. I'm sorry, but I hate that. Yeah, I hate that guy so much. I hate him. All he does is dick rides off court. That's all he does. Fucking dick rides.
But he only can do the show when he's high. Like, get fuck yeah, because you're fucking untalented as it is.
Talented sack of shit.
Yeah, Corey might as well put a sack of shit, a sack of horse shit on that chair with a microphone and put that fucking hat on top of it. I won't notice the difference because they're talking as much shit and they smell as much shit and you know what? They look like shit.
The only problem with that sack of shit and Tommy, though, is that sack of shit has a better hairline. So.
That's just the flies buzzing around it. Fuck you, Tommy.
Hey, you know what? Won't even tell the fucking difference if you put that sack of shit there, though. I'm sorry.
I could just see Corey doing a show next to a sack of shit, and it wouldn't be any less funny. Oh,
yeah. Corey can sit up here and say, Daredevil, I think, is a great show, but I just don't like the suit. Tommy's like, yeah, that suit, man.
Yeah, that suit.
It's like, you fucking ignorant nigga, you. Damn, he just fucking said that shit. Just fucking said it. You just repeat.
No, he's a parrot.
Yeah, he really is. He's a fucking parrot. He's a colorful black-ass parrot. There you go.
And there's nothing wrong agreeing, but when you say everything word for word after Corey said something, or vice versa. Just
rephrasing it, yeah.
Like, that makes you a fucking parrot.
You fucking sheep. He's not even a white sheep either. He's one of them dirty black ones.
the black sheep of the family.
Have you ever seen that movie How to Train Your Dragon? They got a black sheep in there. Whatever. That's him. He's that fucking.
But you can always short him and fucking shave him so they're bald.
He's like that giant shit creature from Monster Herd.
Oh god, that movie! I haven't seen it. Lucky.
That movie's awesome. I ain't never seen no shit like that. Literally, no shit like that before.
Monster.
It's Monster.
Monster versus dude, Man of Steel. Do you smell like shit? You will.
Tommy, do you suck? But you will.
There's a versus movie I'd like to see. Monster versus Superman.
I thought you were going to say Monster versus Tommy. I was like, you can't even tell the difference.
Oh, yeah, once they start fighting, you'll be like, which one's the turd?
Well, I can tell that the smellier one is more talented. At least he's doing something, you know? Corey is Will Smith and Tommy is Jaden Smith. Corey's just trying to force him down our fucking throats and shit.
Jesus. What's up? He's going to start wearing dresses and shit as well, like that fucking ignorant little prick.
Oh, that little bastard. I'm sorry.
He's wearing dresses and shit, trying to be equal quality. Motherfucker, you're just a fucking faggot, alright? You're just trying to make out you're not. Nothing wrong with that, but if you're gay, just be gay, alright? Fucking Jaden Smith, you fucking queer.
Yeah. Hey, that could be your next Robin. You'd be hushed up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know it's going to happen. I can't wait to start hearing casting for that Titan show, that Teen Titan show.
Oh, yep. You know he'll be in it somewhere. He's old man's DC. His mum's DC. That motherfucker's going to be somewhere.
He's gonna be somewhere. Don't lose your breath. I'm telling you, he's gonna be somewhere. I can feel it. I smell it. I smell it just as bad. I smell Tommy's breath.
He's gonna be like a fish in Aquaman or some shit. Swim past.
God damn, I hate Tommy.
shit.
Tell me all.
He gets my blood boiling somehow, whatever. But not as he doesn't get my blood boiling as much as this fucking Joker photo right
oh,
here.
Oh yes. Where to begin? Where to start? Where to start? The people. I'm looking at that shit now. Oh my god! You know what? It looks like Jay from Dragon the Wolf.
Damn. You know what? I just looked at some photos of Jay. Yeah, I can see
it. He's not as skinny as Jay, but he's getting there.
You know that photo of Jay where he's covered in the dark or whatever, and he's got all those lights around him? And
yeah.
That's what,
it yeah, does, actually. But like all the looks, tattoos like, and... like, oh, fuck.
He looks like you on meth.
What? Oh, fair enough. This is me watching the Man of Steel trailer. Right?
Yeah, he looks like Wayne if Wayne was Christian Bale and lost all the weight and shit.
But why is he wearing Tuco's fucking great teeth bullshit as well? And,
okay, that's what I want to talk about. Why the fuck is this nigga wearing a grill?
Yeah, that, everything else I can kind of deal with, the tattoos and shit, but the fucking grill. Yeah, it makes him look crazy, but you know what? It just makes him look like a punk. It's like too much.
He looked like fresh off, you know what he looked like? He looked like fresh off 30 Seconds to Mars tour.
It looks like Keith Flint from The Prodigy. That's what he fucking looks like to me.
You know what he looks like? He looks like shit. There you go.
Like that's shit. The best way to answer. Yeah, it looks like shit.
Sorry. I don't give a fuck with no. I don't want to hear no bullshit about what this is going to happen or whatever. I'm not talking about the movie. I ain't talking about shit. I'm talking about this photo. This photo looks like shit.
Yeah. If you actually see more photos where he's covered up, whatever. It might be written brilliantly. You know what? Maybe. But the fucking look of it? Just that? I'm like, why does he have tattoos? I couldn't imagine him sitting down getting inked. I really couldn't imagine
and the
joke.
The thing is, too, I know I saw Cody write that, he's going to be wearing a suit most of the time. It's like, then why would they show this photo then?
Yeah,
then
show me the fucking suit. As far as I know, he wears the white suit, like Dark
Horror. Yeah, he wears a white suit. There's even a leaked photo of him in the white suit, whatever. I'm just like, why would they show this photo then? Like, is there going to be a scene where he takes his jacket off or some shit like that? Where
yeah, he's going to start rocking out and get a microphone and start singing on concert and shit like
that. He's going to be doing Rock Band.
He's like Vanilla Ice and Ninja Turtles too, just start grooving out.
Oh, okay, he's going to grow out the sewers and shit like that. I personally, someone was trying to tell me that they were frightened by this photo. Like they thought this was the scariest Joker they ever saw. I was like, you got to get the fuck out of here.
Ignorant motherfucker told you that.
God is no longer my friend. There you go.
Oh, okay.
ignorant fucking statement.
We've got to hear what Corey and Tommy have to say about this. I'd love to know what they say about this shit.
They fucking love it. Just like they love every goddamn thing. Come on.
Because if they say the words love it, I will never listen to that show ever again.
You remember what they said about Jesse Eisenberg, how scary he looked in that bald head?
It just looks like a man doing a fancy hair commercial for baldness or something.
He looked like a fucking douchebag. He didn't scare me at all. I wanted to beat his ass. That's what it made me want to do. Didn't that photo make you want to kick his ass?
I just couldn't care. I looked at him and said, oh, yeah, it's just some bald motherfucker. Who cares? But scared?
Did you hear what Corey said, though? He said he's the most intimidating he's ever seen Lex Luthor. I was like, what?
Oh my god, he didn't say that, did he?
Yes, he did, because he said that the one in the animated one was always smiling and shit like that. I was like, oh.
Because he was a smug bastard, that's the point. Smugness is more scary because he knows he can't be fucking touched. You stupid fucking idiot, Corey, what's wrong with you? God, get rid of Tommy, alright? Get some sense, get your brains back.
He's rotting in your fucking brain.
He is. It's all that fucking bloody dope and shit he's smoking.
Corey, you know what your problem is, man? You hanging around all these fucking babies and teenagers and shit like that, and they fucking telling you some shit that don't make any damn sense. Jesse Eisenberg bald head photo was the most intimidating Lex Luthor you ever saw. Nigga, were you high that day when you said that?
No, Tommy was, and that's the problem. It's blown off to fucking Corey.
Oh, okay. Because all I saw was some little bald headed douchebag. He just looked at him and was like, is that a fucking hipster?
I looked at the phone, I'm like, yeah, it looks cool. Was I once intimidated by it? Fuck no? Not at all.
Fuck no.
Like, how the fuck is it intimidating?
I'm more intimidated by Jordan Marquez's ugly ass photos because his ugliness scares the
Yeah, you see he's got a woman now?
I think he's got a woman. He made that woman out of some fucking paper mache or something like that. But then again, she's pretty ugly as fuck too.
Oh, I was waiting for it. I'm so glad you said it, not me. I've gone soft. I'm not allowed to say it anymore.
Hey, well, one of us had to fucking say it. I was going
to
say it.
I knew one of us would say it. I'm like, yeah, what if people want to get to that first? But yeah.
That chick looked like somebody knocked her upside the head with a brick.
No, I thought she was I thought she was Marvel's Swamp Thing or something.
I thought that was Squirrel Girl. She looked. She had those rat teeth. Like,
I feel sorry for her. She's with him. That's the best she can do. Like, fucking hell, woman, go out with Monsterd or Tommy. All right, that's better.
Can you imagine their sex life.
No, I don't want to imagine their sex life, and I never want to think.
Hold on, let me get on. I'm putting it. I think it's in.
Back to Jared Leto, people. I don't want to hear about that shit.
You feel it?
Jared Leto.
Do you feel it?
Oh.
Yay, you feel it. Wow.
No, you know what Jordan says to her?
What?
Do you bleed? You will.
You know what he says to her? He writes on her head with her blood damaged.
Because we know he loves that Batman shit. He even likes this Joker photo. He's the first fucker I've ever seen like it.
Oh god! Does he really?
He does. So that's why I can imagine his sex life would be Batman quotes for sure.
Okay, so people, Mrs. One, she does not like clowns. She does not fucking like clowns. She says if I see a clown, I will punch him in the dick. She does not like clowns whatsoever. She can't even watch The Dark Knight without looking at Heath Ledger and freaking out about it. She looked at this one and said, "Is he in a rock band?" She showed no signs of fear. She said, "Doesn't even look like a clown." This is a woman that don't even fucking pay attention to fucking Batman or saying some negative shit about it. So what does that fucking tell you? There's nothing intimidating about his ass at all.
Yeah, it doesn't look. I mean, he just looks like he's someone like he looks like someone who belongs on the streets of Gotham, like just some fucking lunatic, you know, screaming, "Oh, give me money!" He looks like he belongs in Oscar the Grouch's trash can. All right, that's the way I picture it.
Yeah, I thought he's supposed to be an older Joker too.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. Thank you. Ben Affleck is the older Batman. Why isn't this the older Joker? I know Jared Leto isn't young, but he still looks like a fucking kid.
I must say, he looks younger than Heath Ledger does as the Joker.
He does because Jared Leto.
And Jack Nicholson for that matter.
Oh Jesus Christ! Oh, Jack Nicholson was meant to be old, so but the way they wrote
it, Jack Nicholson meant to be old and stuff like that. But that goes back on DC. Though. I don't think they had this shit planned out at all. Whatever it is, like, oh, we're gonna do the older Batman, but everybody else is still young. It's like, what the fuck?
Okay, well, Jared Leto, he's 43 years old. There you go. That's his actual age. But he don't fucking look it though.
No, hell no, not with that makeup on either. He looks like he's fresh out of 20s.
Yeah, he could fucking play Spider-Man, but back in high school, he'd be right.
All right, I won't go that far now, especially looking like this shit now. No, I don't know about that. Can you imagine his long-haired ass popped up? Hey, Harry, how's it going?
Yeah, I think that's the reason. I think that's the reason he was pissed.
Babe, what's up? You know?
I think he was just pissed having his haircut. He didn't like having the fucking haircut because he's been growing that shit for years.
I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. I don't fucking like this Joker photo. It sucks.
Oh, great. It was more, you know, well, you saw the anger that I had. I mean, all that softness went away the moment I fucking saw that fucking photo. And now I wish we recorded the moment I saw it, because I was just going off. Like, I was going off like a fucking rocket. I was pissed. And now I've kind of relaxed more.
About 3 days ago, people, so we're kind of a little bit more calmed down than what we were then, but we were writing a lot of shit to each other, and now we're a little bit more calm, but personally, it just looks like shit. There's no getting around it. Like, we're not even talking about the movie. We're talking about this photo alone, so I don't want to hear no defenses. Oh, the movie can be good. Yeah, it can be. We're not talking about the fucking movie. We're talking about this poster right here. Looks like shit.
Yeah.
There's no defense for it at all.
Yeah. Oh, listen, look, it's gone from us being so angry to where I'm like, you know what, I just don't give a fuck. Could not give a shit about this film. Because when then we had the Man of Steel trailer, I'm like, couldn't care about that. Couldn't care about this photo. Couldn't give a shit about that whole fucking DC universe can go flush down a fucking toilet for all I care.
How do you feel even saying that since you like DC, though?
And that's why, it shits me. It shits me. But you know what, the one advantage with DC is, you know, eventually there'll be another Batman, there'll be another Superman, and they might get that shit fucking right then. Alright, and it's
damn.
Just,
hopefully we're alive still.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll fucking make that shit if need be.
Well, you'll be in hell, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, there you are. At least I'll be able to watch it from there.
They probably got 90-inch or whatever. The devil will probably kick you out because they'll think you're too soft, but, you know.
I bet you the devil's gone. Motherfucker, Floyd won. God damn it.
I can see the devil handing you the crown now, and then your award falls out your pocket, and he picks it up and looks at it.
Caring compassion.
He pulls the crown away from you, and he just looks at you, and he goes like, "That's not mine." That's not, and Wayne's like, "That's not mine." And he looks at you and goes, "Get out.
You belong with all those other people." No, I'm a real cunt. I seriously am.
And then he sends you to heaven, and you're just up there bored. He's just like, "Oh, everybody's happy."
Yeah. I said, "Go up. I'll get to fuck this place up."
Even you don't even get to do it with cheer neither, though. You just like fuck it up with like sadness. You just like, ugh.
Gotta make some excitement.
Nobody appreciates my fucking shit up here. It's a shame.
God is like,
because as soon as you fuck it up, it just rebuilds itself back automatically.
Oh yeah, right, I have to kill God. I've got to God, try to challenge into a fight and see what happens.
You God is your therapist and shit like that. You talk to him and be like, oh, well, you ask him why can't I just go back to hell? And he's like, because you just can't, son. You're too good. And he's like, oh fuck.
And you brought up a great point. My therapist, the last poll had me winning about I need therapy.
Okay, we're good then. Fuck
and we're back. Fuck you, God. Man, we talk about that cunt. He's like, all right, fuck you. I'm gonna make this shit free.
Oh, he was like, he was doing so well, and then he had to bring me up or whatever. But you know, fuck you.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah. Wayne loves the Joker photo. I don't.
I do not love that shit. We all know. Yeah, there you go. Cody. Cody loves anything. Cody loves anything DC are doing. He can't give himself to the Marvel with Fantastic Four shit. But yeah, apparently DC anything they do is brilliant. So.
I gotta say though, I can make a comparison to the Fantastic Four and the Joker thing because he did say that the Joker is gonna be wearing a suit. Well, then all I gotta say to that is, well, I don't care about Doctor Doom's face stand because it's gonna be covered up with a hoodie. So.
Yeah, good point. So,
right? Am I right?
Yeah, Doctor Doom doesn't matter the way he looks; it's the character. It's the way you portray that character. Same with the Joker. He could look like a fucking idiot. You know, Heath Ledger. Okay, the complete opposite. With Jared Leto, the casting, I was like, brilliant, look great. But the moment I see him, I'm like, that's stupid. Heath Ledger casting, I'm like, that's fucking stupid. But the moment I see him, I'm like, fucking, that's perfect.
I gotta say, I must have been the only one that didn't give Heath Ledger shit for that, whatever, because I just didn't care.
I didn't like the casting, but I was like, I'll at least see what happens and why he does it. But I didn't like it. I was like, oh, I don't think this is right.
I never knew who was casted as Heath Ledger when everybody was going mad about it. I didn't know who was casted as the Joker at the time. I went into that movie actually cold. I didn't know anything about it at all going into it.
Fuck, shit, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, I don't remember any fucking kind of like talking about who played who or anything like that or stuff like that. All I knew was just that I went into the movie fucking cold a fuck about it.
I wish I could do that with some. I'd love to do that with Star Wars and that kind of shit, but I just can't do that. I've got to find shit out.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta find out if Han Solo's in the movie.
Oh, of course that motherfucker's in the movie. Of course he's in.
Well, we gotta see if he kills himself in the movie.
Yeah. But that's what I was bringing up, too. How the fuck can I win a fucking poll vote, right? Of needing therapy, and then the week after, I'm winning a fucking vote that I've gone all soft.
Because I told you, they ain't seen your award yet. They saw that award and went, oh, fuck. Because you posted that award right after that poll was in. That was funny as shit. It was just like, damn. They looked at them and was like, oh, that motherfucker tricked us. So I can't even add you in there now because you're a soft Care Bear now.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say we should play the Care Bears intro. I actually did listen to that fucking shit.
Oh, shit. Well, while you were listening to that, I was listening to the, do you bleed?
Do you bleed?
You will. You will. You will.
See, when I first heard that, I thought he said, do you plead? Like, do you plead guilty or some shit?
You plead guilty?
I couldn't understand the motherfucker.
I'm sorry. Batman would never say some stupid shit like that. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe he's trying to care about him. He's actually like saying, do you bleed? Oh, I can look after you, because I will.
Oh, so he's like Baymax from Big Hero 6?
Yeah, he's just taking care of it.
Yeah, he's like a doctor for him and shit, like a personal doctor. Okay. I'm kind of bleeding right now. Oh, come on down. I got a first aid kit right here for you. Man, big guy. And just in case you get a little pissy or whatever, I wore this suit just so you can heat beam all you want. This suit protects me, so you'll be good. Now, he hits him on the ass and say, now get back on out there and fight those villains, guy.
No, fuck that. That ain't gonna happen.
I'd probably rather see that than the shit we're gonna, because we know it's gonna fucking happen. They're gonna fight for 5 minutes, somebody's gonna break it up, they're gonna stop and realize, oh, we're not the enemy, somebody else is, then bam, it's over.
I want Alfred to break it up and get punched in the face with Superman or some shit.
Yeah, because I'm tired of him giving fucking speeches and shit, so.
A new man in Burma, shut the fuck up, whack! Punched him.
Yeah. Well, people, that's been another fire it up.
Oh, it has. It has.
I'm not going to lie. This kind of exhausted me.
These do take it out of you. You know, so we start with so much energy, and at the end we're like, oh, yeah.
I wonder how long we can keep up talking about bad shit we don't like.
Well, we've done it for a few years, so I think we'll manage to keep doing it.
Oh, okay, but this show is mainly necessarily on shit that we don't like, so it's like...
Well, I'll tell you one thing. One thing that did piss me off, when I did see the fucking Avengers trailer, right? Avengers, the Avengers movie. They had a trailer to fucking Spy come on. I tell you what. That just took me out of the fucking film trailer.
Did you see the photo? Did you see the photo I sent you guys?
Yeah, you fucking cunt. Like, fuck that shit. And I've got to go see that movie. And I'm like, God damn it. That's just wrong.
Oh, that's going to be a great review for me and you.
I've got to see it. I'm like, God damn it. I'm being made to see it. I'm like, fucking
that's
bullshit.
That's going to be an awesome fucking review for me and
you. I'm going to be pissed. That, you wait till that. Fire it up. I'll be angry then. I've never seen a Melissa McCarthy movie. Oh,
you know, that should be the thing, too. We shouldn't look at, for Fire It Up, so people can get the full rage of it, we shouldn't know any movie news or entertainment news that we do until we see the show. That's what we should do it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be, it's a bit hard, but that'd be good to watch. We could do it that way.
It's really hard, though, because everybody sends us shit. So.
Oh, God, shit. We get tagged in all these posts, like, look at this shit. I'm like, yep, anger boiling.
Yep, seen it. Yep.
And then we just sit in.
Yeah, it's gonna be really hard. So never mind. I take that back. Then fucking wow, this is really damn. This really did exhaust. Either it put me in a depressing state of mind, or I'm exhausted. I don't even know which one.
A bit of both. Yeah. Bit of both.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck you, DC.
Hey, I will. I'm pretty sure everyone knows who's getting the Sheep Award already because we spoke about those two motherfuckers about how they speak so much shit on their show. About how they fuck around and talk a shit about Dr. Doom looking good and all this shit and fucking... You know what? I'm not going to give it the... I will give it the Corey as well, but this is a Tommy week. Because Tommy, you could win this every fucking week because you're a fucking ignorant motherfucker. So I'm just giving it to you the once off. You are the Sheep of the Week, but you know what? I'm going to give you the Sheep of the Year Award already because you fucking deserve it because you're a fucking parrot and a fucking clone that just copies everything he says. You ignorant motherfucker. Fuck off. Done!
Ignorant motherfucker, fuck off. I love it. To add on that, you're also a stupid black piece of shit that I've never seen with a waste of talent. You're the most ignorant, disgraceful thing I've ever seen to the black community, and you're useless and should be evaporated from the face of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, your dad should have pulled out before he cummed, alright?
Should have came on your mom's face or something.
Yeah, you should have on a face or a tits or... Or whatever fucking back alley you fucking were conceived in. Right?
Yeah, should have shot you in the fucking toilet or something like that. I don't know. But he should have conceived you. I think he conceived you on a brick because your head is a brick.
He's fucking a brick.
That's why his brain is so fucking full of bricks. Whatever he describes whatever the fuck Corey says, you ignorant cunt.
I just see him as a brick. His mom's a fucking big brick.
Whenever Wayne does these shows, that's when he gets fucking ideas of what to do.
Draw some bricks. Here comes a new photo, people. A brick. Tommy the brick. Which has more talent? This is brick.
Oh, or Tommy? The way Penguin walks get more talent than fucking Tommy does.
Oh, fuck. That's just made my day.
You know what? That brightened me up. Thank you, Tommy. You did something right for once.
Yeah, I'll take that award away. I'll give it to Corey instead. Just hiring your ass. I should give it to Corey because he hired. Yep. Okay. Tommy, I'm taking that award. Corey, you deserve it because you've hired the ignorant fucking dope fucking addict. Right? You're paying that fucking drug deal. Right?
Yeah, that's true. I like, you know, if Tommy goes to hell, I don't want to be there then.
He might go to hell. He'll be our slave. What do you think?
Oh, fuck it. I don't want to be there then. I don't want to be nowhere near that fucking black-ass turd.
Well, you know,
if only slavery was still around.
Oh, no, he'd be the only slave, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I would want. Yeah.
It's perfect.
Ignorant fuck.
Anyway, remember to fire up, people. What was that, man?
I said, one of these days, we're going to have to dedicate a whole show to Tommy.
Oh, we could easily do that, man. And we got to call him up and bring him on the show.
Yeah, ask him, why are you so fucking ignorant?
Why are you such a fucking brick?
Yeah, why don't you fucking prick? And just hang up on him and be like, fuck off. As soon as they're like, we'll ask him, like, so why do you think you're such a prick? And as soon as he says, well, then hang up on his ass and be like, we didn't fucking ask. We didn't ask you for your fucking opinion right now.
We're just here to tell you. You're not here to talk.
We called you to listen, not talk.
We need to make a voodoo doll out of him. Alright. Stabbing pins in his shit like that.
Oh yeah, let's get a voodoo doll off his ass. Let's see what we can do with it.
Yeah, if anyone knows any like voodoo magic or people out there, please let us know. Because we'd like to just fuck him up completely.
Rihanna from Battleship. She looked like she was voodoo, so give us a voodoo doll.
Make a Hector one too, because I want to make him walk. Or I just grab his legs and start moving him around. Freak him out.
You're talking about like in Dream Warriors.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
when they made Hector 1.
That kid was fucking Hector in Dream Warrior. Yeah. People, what's Nightmare on Elm Street Dream Warrior? That kid in the wheelchair, glasses, fucking Hector.
He was a grand wizard, too. I was like, is he a fucking slave owner? What did you say? He a grand master? What? He's a grand wizard.
Grand fucking faggot is what he was. That kid.
What little bitch would dress up like that gay-ass character?
Yeah, you could be anything. Anything in your imagination. I'm going to be a wizard and zap Freddy with my fucking lightning. I'm like, fuck off. I'll be like, Freddy, I'm gonna imagine Tommy McGrew. Alright, go talk to him. Fuck it, Freddy will leave my mind straight away.
All you gotta do is show him Tommy's hairline, that motherfucker will run away right out
of get your Freddy out of your brain instantly. The Tommy McGrew security system.
Yeah, exactly. This motherfucker, I'm gonna be a grand wizard or whatever. Get the fuck out of here, you bitch and shit. Yeah, you a bitch.
Chris, you meant to be going places.
We keep tagging us all up.
Yeah, fuck.
I love it. Every time we try to end it, we keep talking about
we just keep going on. I think we meant to end it like 10 minutes ago and we're still going.
Yeah. Well, it's not our fault Tommy's an ignorant fucking and Hector's gay, so.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with being gay. You're just being ignorant, but yeah.
Yeah. I was saying, it's for being ignorant, and Tommy's got that all covered with his no-brain having ass.
I just want to see it. Oh, I hate him. Fucking brick.
I hate him so much.
As soon as he said a brick, I'm like, yeah, that's it.
I hate him. He's a cunt. Well, all right, people.
Fire it up, people. Fire it up.
Fire it up. If you hate the Joker, Dawn of Justice, and Floyd Mayweather, and Tommy and Hector as much as we do, please keep on writing us. Keep on firing it up. Keep on loving us.
Damn straight. If you want to fire up against anything hatred except us, please do. Love us, hate them. That's the way we're meant to be.
And the next poll is going to be, if you believe Oscar the Grouch has more talent than Tommy, yes or no? There you go.
What's the point of asking that poll? Everyone knows the answer.
Yeah, I'm about to say, it's going to outdo your vote here, actually, so. You know what? That's the next polling. Is Tommy a wasteless cunt? A useless cunt? There you go.
And there's only one yes. There's no no's. It's just yes, yes, yes.
You know the answer. Well, people, I'm the phenomenal one.
I am Wayne.
And we will keep on firing
it up.
It.
Oh,
that hurts.
Yeah, that's what Jordan's missus said.